You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat. Okay, we'll be starting our new series today entitled Selfless. Okay? And while we're having our bumper video, meron na ba kayong kasagutan sa mga katanungan na yun? Will we stay together? Okay, will I really find, okay, the true love, okay? So, Pev, ibig month na naman po, okay? And I'm sure, madami na naman pong, okay, magmamahalan, okay, ngayong buwan na to, hindi lamang sa mga tao, kuryente, tubig, okay, internet, lalo na po ang tsokolate at bulaklak, okay, pagdating ng Feb 14, okay? And so, I believe, marami rin na-engage ngayon, okay? I know a couple who would be getting married, okay? And hindi lang may mga umiibig, hindi lang may mga ma-engage, meron din mga nasasaktan. Ang sakit, okay? And so, but anyway, okay, for the next 4 weeks, okay, we will look at love and relationship in light of Christ's relationship, okay, to the church. And I believe that even as we apply, okay, these things in our lives, in the way Christ relate to us and applying that how we relate to other people, I believe it would revolutionize, okay, our relationship. So for the next 4 weeks today, we'll talk about selfless love. Okay, next week, we'll talk about marriage. The next following week, we'll talk about intimacy. Okay, and then the following week, we'll talk about how to practically apply, okay, that love that comes from God. Okay, we'll be reading from Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Okay, so, okay, let me read this and then we'll pray. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Okay, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Let's just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to understand, Lord, God, how you love us, Lord God. Not only understand, but experience your love for us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Lord, I pray that let our experience of you and your love for us be the expression of our love to other people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Okay, and so since February na po, no, this is a love month, and so we'll be talking a whole lot, okay, about love and relationship. Okay, so we live in a world that is so thirsty for love. Tama po ba? Okay, a whole lot of people, and I believe including the person beside you, okay, we are all looking for love. Tama po ba? Sino po ba to dito umibig na kayo kahit minsan lamang sa buhay nyo? Okay, nung meron pa kayong puppy love. Mga crush nyo sa kindergarten. Di ba? Kinder ka pa lang, gusto mo na ikasal, no? Ang lupet. Okay, so all of us, okay, we are all thirsty for love. People look, follow, and attempt, okay, at love so desperately, okay, they will take anything, whatever is available out there, as long as it will quench, okay, that thirst for love, even, okay, that kind of love is a counterfeit. Okay, and that's why ngayon po, no, ang daming mga popular, okay? Okay, na mga scenarios like friends with benefit. Okay, why? Because people are looking for love. Homosexual relationships. Okay, adultery being committed by husbands or wives. Fornications, di ba? Sex outside of marriage. Okay, that results into a whole lot of teenage pregnancies. AIDS. Okay? It's a cause of people looking for love, to be accepted. Okay, to that longing for affection and attention that comes from other people. Why? Because people are looking for love that will satisfy. Okay, there is that innate longing in man to quench that thirst for love. And so husband looks into their wives, okay, for love, and that is fine. And so the same way with wives look to their husbands, okay, children to their parents, friends to their other friends, di ba? We are looking to one another, okay, to satisfy that love, and rightly so. However, okay, if we would look solely to other people, okay, for the love that we are longing for, people are bound to fail. Tama po ba? Meron ba ditong perfectong tao, perfectong magmahal? Di ba? Wala. And so, if you're going to look just to other people, and basically on the definition of what love is, it will be bound to fail. You will be shortchanged. Okay? No matter how loving, okay, and romantic your husband or your partner is, in one way or another, that person will fail you. Papainitin ang ulo mo, hindi kayo magkakaintindihan. Minsan, tama ba? Okay, magkakagalit kayo. Minsan gusto niyo nang magbatuhan ng bulaklak, tsokolate, di ba? I mean, kasi magagalit ka rin minsan. You are in a relationship. It's between two people with different background, different personality. You put them together in one house. What do we expect, di ba? Parang kalapate, di ba? There will be, okay, some arguments. Okay, there will be some quarrels. O, sa bahay lang ba namin yun? Sa inyo, perfect relationships and all that. Diba? It is something like that. And that's why we got to know the definition, okay, and the source of love in order for us to rightly express that to our spouses and to other people. And so sometimes, okay, we continually look for love. So we read books, okay? Dami binabasa, di ba? How to pick a spouse, all right? So may mga books tayo dyan, okay? How to find a spouse after 35. Naku, wala na sa kalendaryo, okay? And so nagbabasa na lang ng libro, okay? A simple 15 five-step action program to find, okay, a wife, okay? And then, so men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Bakit nagbabasa? Okay, because so that when we enter into a relationship, we'd be able to know how to relate to people. Okay, because we want a long-lasting relationship. Okay, but then again, when we look to people, okay, to satisfy that longing of love in our hearts, most of the time, they are bound to fail, if not, all the time. Okay, we look for inspiration in movies, okay? And so, nanood ka ng La La Land, lalong na-depressed. Excited nung pumasok, nung lumabas, depressed. Di ba? Okay? The Notebook, yung mga ganyan, okay? And so, or we look to other places to find love. Di ba? Nagpunta ka Antipolo, wala kang makuha. Punta ka sa Tagaytay, wala ka pa rin nakuha. Nagpunta ka ng Sagada. Di ba? At least mataas-taas. That thing called Tadhana. And then you went to the coffee shop hoping that you will find love there. Okay? And then when you end up frustrated, you may stop looking for it. You may try to stop loving people. Okay? You would want to have a callous heart. Okay? But only for a while. But then suddenly, someone came along. Di ba? Grabe. Pilik mata pa lang. Nahulog ka na. Okay? And then the search continues on. We continually look in the wrong places because our definition and understanding of love is faulty. Okay? Because our definition and understanding of love is faulty. You see, everyone has their own definition and opinion what love is. Okay? Science and medical people. Okay, this is one of their definitions, okay? Love is a wildly misunderstood, although highly desirable, malfunction of the heart, which weakens the brain, causes eyes to sparkle, cheeks to glow, and heart to beat faster. Grabe. Tingnan mo ngayon katabi mo kung mararamdaman mo yan. Alright? Kwanti lang, okay? Okay, another definition, okay? It is a form of amnesia. When a girl forgets that there are 1.2 billion other guys in the world. Grabe, no? Nakalimot, okay? Nakalimot siya. Okay, ito yung isa sa pinakagusto ko, okay? Okay, others define love is the seventh sense of human that destroys all the six senses and makes the person nonsense, di ba? Umibig lang. Hindi na ginamit ang utak. Parang ganon, okay? And so, ang sabi rin ng iba, ang pag-ibig parang bayad sa jeep, no? Minsan, hindi sinusuklian. Sakit naman yan. Okay? Yung iba naman, okay? Ang sabi, ang love ay parang coke. Kadalasan zero. Pero darating rin ang araw na magiging sakto, alright? Sino ba rito? Yan ang hope mo? Alright? Zero ngayon. But there is a hope. Okay? Magiging sakto rin yan. Okay? But then how about us today? Okay? How do you define love? Okay? Where do you get your idea of love? Okay? Who is your source of love? You see, most of us, we get the idea of love in the movies we watch. Okay? The songs we listen. The books that we read, the experience that we had. Okay, kaya nga, di ba, very popular ang mga romantic songs. Alright? Alam niyo po ba kung ano yung definition ng mga love songs? Love songs are very good musics. Music, okay? That makes you feel terrible because it reminds you of your past mistakes. Nako! Alright? Kaya, ang daming bumibigay eh, no? Sa mga makarinig ng love song, nade-depress na. Okay? Okay, why is it important for us, okay, to know, okay, what is the real definition and source of love? Because it is important, because what you believe will determine how you live. Okay, what you believe about love will determine the outcome of your life, including your love life. Okay, another question is, how can one know what love is when one does not know who love is? Diba? How can one know what love is? Okay, there is a song, I wanna know what love is. Hanggang doon na lang. Okay? How can one know what love is? Okay, when one does not even know who love is. Okay, Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 says, okay, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. You see, this verse is telling us, okay, what love is and where we should look to for love. And we got to look to God and to Christ and what they have done for us in order for us to experience what love is. Okay, let's make some observation first. Be imitators of God. Ang ibig pong sabihin ng imitators, imitation. It means to mimic. Okay, or tularan. Okay, tularan daw po natin ang ating Diyos. Okay, just as children imitate their parents, okay, we should follow God's example. So, yun yung sabihin ng be imitators of God. Okay, if you want to experience true and lasting love, we got to look to God, okay, and be imitators of God so that when you relate to other people, okay, sigurado, okay, hindi sila magkukulang or hindi ka magkukulang, okay, sa pagpapakita mo ng pagmamahal. Be imitators of God. Okay, but then the problem is, we are not imitating God because we don't really know Him and we don't know His character. And so what happened? Instead of imitating God's love, we are following imitations of God's love. So nowadays po, no, maraming mga imitations. Tama po ba? Pagka bumili ka, for example, parts ng car. Sir, ano bang gusto nyo? Original? Class A? Class B? Class C? Tama ba? Bili ka ng cellphone. Sir, ano bang gusto nyo? Okay, class A? Apple? Class B? Samsung? Ganun eh, no? Okay? So, parang original pero hindi naman totoo. Okay? So, lots of imitations, di ba? Maraming imitations sa mga sapatos, no? Tulad na lang ng, okay, mga brands ng sapatos, ng mga bags, okay? So, instead of Adidas, okay, marami ka mabibili, Abibas. Yan. Parang Adidas, pero imitation lang, okay? So, instead of Nike, Mikey. Yan, okay? So, grabe, ang lupet, di ba? Okay, marami niyan. Marami niyan dyan sa katabi nating mall, okay? So, instead of Puma, okay, comma. Yan. Pati yung logo, na-comma na. Okay? Pero bakit kinakagat ng mga tao to? Di ba, bakit bumibili yung mga tao ng imitations? Why? Kasi it's cheap. Okay, it's affordable, and it's readily available. Hindi ka kailangan maghirap. Makukuha at makukuha mo yan. But then, why are people also settling for counterfeit love? Why? Because counterfeit love, they are cheap. If you want to experience love, just go out there, pay someone else. It's cheap. Readily available. Hindi mo kailangan paghirapan. Pera-pera lang ang usapan dito. Alright? Not only that, because you want it now. If you want to experience love now, counterfeit love, and so you hook up with anyone you meet on the internet and you just have an eyeball. Why are people settling for counterfeit love? Because it's cheap and because you want it now, easily accessible, madali lang makuha. Madali lang makuha. Kaya nga, di ba, ang pag-ibig dapat pinaghihirapan. Because it's not counterfeit. Di ba, kung mahal mo talaga yung isang tao, ipupursig mo. Di ba, ipaglalaban mo. Why? Because you are after the real thing, not just imitations of love. And so, very prolific, di ba, ngayon? I mean, just when you go here, okay, and see all those coming soon, di ba, 50 Shades of Grey. Di ba, bakit binibili ng mga tao yung ganong klaseng movie? Okay, or in the Filipino industry, I mean, Legal Wife, The Mistress, Secret Affair, The Escort.
Why? Because people are settling for counterfeit love.
Kay parang original, pero hindi naman totoo. And so, when we let these movies or even culture define what love is for us, you know what? We'll end up more broken, more destroyed, more devastated. We not only destroy ourselves, we end up destroying those people that truly matters in our lives. Okay? And that's why we got to be imitators of God. But then another question is it really possible to imitate the all-knowing, all-powerful, all-loving, eternal, powerful God? Diba? That is the exhortation for us. The exhortation for us is be imitators of God. You mimic God. Diba? Kung ano yung ginagawa ni Lord, kung paano siya magmahal, ganun din dapat ang ginagawa natin. Be imitators of God. The next question, and a logical question to us is, can we imitate God? Tanong yung katabi mo, kaya mo bang imitate si Lord? Mahirap, tama ba? In fact, it is actually impossible. It's actually impossible. It is actually impossible apart from our relationship with God. Verse 1 of 5 says, therefore, be imitators of God as what? As beloved children. Okay? Meron po akong anak, no? Marami pala akong anak, tatlo. Okay? I have a 6-year-old, 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old. Okay? I have yung panganay ko, lalaki, tapos dalawang babae. Okay? And most often than not, yung mannerism sa mga anak ko, bakit sila very bubbly? Bubbly daw eh, no? Makulit, gano'n na lang. Hindi pinaganda pa eh, no? Bakit sila energetic? Okay, bakit grabe yung mga facial expression nila? Kasi kapag nag-converse ako sa mga anak ko, gano'n din ako. Okay? It is more caught than taught. Kung ano yung nakikita nila na ginagawa ng nanay at tatay nila, gano'n din ang gagawin nila. Why? Because they have a relationship with me. They live in my house. Okay? And they are my children. Okay? I interact with my children. Why? Because they are my children. I have a relationship with them. My children interacts with me. And they are watching me. Why? Because I am their dad. I am their father. Okay? The only possible way for us to be imitators of God is if we are His children. Yung anak ko ba gagayahin yung ibang tao? Baka hindi makipag-interact yung anak ko sa ibang tao. In fact, we're teaching them, do not talk to strangers. Eh, kasi hindi naman nila kaano-ano yun eh. Walang relationship. Okay? And that's why it is who you follow, you become who you follow. You imitate whom you worship. Okay? And that's why noong panahon ni Justin Bieber. Diba? Lahat ng followers ni Justin Bieber, ang buhok nila, nakaganoon. Diba? Ang haba-haba ng buhok, tapos nakaganoon, tapos mga ganoon din sila. Diba? Okay, si, meron pang isang Justin eh. Hindi si Justin ah. Yung kumakanta na actor, di ba? I think siya yung nagpauso ng buhok na undercut, something like that. And so, the follower of Justin, even yung mga hindi follower ni Justin, ganun din yung buhok. Why? Because you become who you follow. You mimic who you worship. The only possible way for us to be imitators of God, His nature, His character, and His ways is if we are His children. That is the only way. To imitate God, we must be His beloved children. We must have that relationship. And that's why when you look into your life today, two options lang talaga kung sino pina-follow mo. Either you're following God, or you're following your other father who is actually the devil. How you express your love to other people determines who you follow. Makikita pa natin yan later on. Okay? But then not only that. Okay? Paul describes us as beloved children. Okay? Beloved means dearly love. Okay? Mahal na mahal na mahal tayo ni Lord. Okay? Dearly love. And beloved children means I am loved and accepted by God, not because I earned it, but because God chose to. Okay?
Beloved means I am loved and accepted by God, not because I earned it. Hindi dahil sa deserving ako. Okay? That's why God accepted me. That's why God chose me. Hindi ako deserving. In fact, what do I deserve? Death. That's what I deserve. Because the Bible says, no one does good, not even one. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is what? Is death. I don't deserve to be a beloved child of God. Yet out of the mercy and the grace of God, God chose me. He loved me anyway. Okay? Beloved child means I am forgiven of my sin, not because I paid for my sin, but because Jesus paid it on the cross. Okay, I am forgiven of my sin, not because I paid for my sin, but because Jesus paid for it on the cross. Okay, I cannot pay for the wages of my sin. Actually, I can, but I will die. Because the wages of sin is death. Okay, but out of the mercy and the goodness of God, Jesus paid for it on the cross. Okay, I am established in the family of God, not because I earned it, but because I am adopted because of the Father's love. Alam niyo ba lahat tayo, we are all adopted. Okay? And adoption means the person who will adopt you actually have a choice. Alam niyo ba yon? Nung pinanganak ako ng nanay ko, yung nanay ko walang choice. Ito na talaga to, alright? This is who it is, alright? And so, but adoption means, kung mag-a-adopt ka, may choice ka actually. Tama ba? You actually have a choice. Anong feature? Anong background? San galing yung bata? Okay? Ano ba yung mga pinagagawa ng magulang nito? Matangkad ba sila? Matangos ang ilong? May choice ka if you would adopt someone. Tama po ba? That's why kapag na-adopt ka, special ka. Pinili ka kasi. Okay? As a natural born child, they don't have a choice. But someone who's adopted, they were chosen. And all of us, we were adopted if we are in Christ. Meaning, pinili ka ni Lord. May choice si Lord whether piliin ka or not. But out of the goodness of God, out of the love of God, He adopted you anyway. Okay? I am established in the family of God not because I earned it, but because I am adopted because of the Father's love. I am free from condemnation not because I am guiltless, but because Jesus bestowed righteousness in me. That's what it means by beloved. Dearly loved. Is there something to condemn? Of course. We should have been all condemned. But we are free from condemnation, not because we are guilty in fact, but because Jesus bestowed righteousness in us. Beloved means I am secure, not because I am confident, but because He holds me in His hand and the enemy cannot snatch me away from the Father's hand. Grabe. Kahit magrebelde ka, kahit magkasala ka, kahit itakwil mo si Lord, the Bible says if you are in Christ, no one can snatch you from the hands of God. That's why you are dearly loved by God. And in the same measure that you experience the love of God, you can be imitators of God. Why? Because you are His children in the same way that a child would mimic his father. As we experience the love of God, we can express that same love to other people. You know, Pastor Earl even once says, no? Sabi ni Pastor Earl, nung niligtas ka ni Lord, sa tingin mo ba, hindi alam ni Lord na magkakasala ka? Di ba? Nung niligtas ka ba ni Lord, sa tingin mo, hindi alam ni Lord na itatakwil mo siya one form or another? Diba, nung niligtas ka ba ni Lord, sa tingin mo, hindi ka magre-rebelde sa Kanya? You will choose and deliberately choose to rebel against God. Okay? And not commune with God. Minsan nga, ini-ignore natin si Lord, di ba? Lord, I don't want to read your Bible. I would rather read my Facebook and the status of my friends. Di ba? Sa tingin mo ba, hindi alam ni Lord? Alam ba ni Lord? alam ni Lord. Yet in spite of that, God chose you. God chose me. Why? Because we are dearly loved by God. Okay, we are loved by God in spite of who we were before, in spite of who we are now. Christ chose to love us. You see, the starting point to loving others like Christ is not to love more, not to love harder, but to understand and experience God's love. Let's look at the next verse. Okay, verse 2. Sabi dito, and walk in love. Okay, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Si kanina, okay, that is our position in Christ. That's who we are. That's our identity. We are dearly loved by God. And this is what Christ has done for us. Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. Okay? In this time and age, no? Between two lovers, husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, any form of lover, when pushed to the limit, either by irreconcilable difference, hindi pagkakaunawaan, misunderstanding, love, when pushed to limit, even friendship, when pushed to the limit. Okay? Simply because, siguro nag-open up ka dun sa friends mo, tapos yung friend mo, ino-open up din niya sa social media, yung secret mo. Alright? When love pushed to the limit, either by a partner, husband and wife, couples, even with friends, when pushed to the limit, would one day break up the relationship. That's why there is divorce. That's why there is annulment. That's why a lot of broken homes right now. Why? Because when love was pushed or is pushed to the limit, it would give up on the relationship. It would break the relationship. Even with head of the nations, president, kings, monarchs, and their subjects. All right? Siyempre, pagkahalalan, election, these people would promise to love, okay, his people, to serve his people. Okay? And yet, when people began to grumble and comes against the government, justice and punishment must be served. Love, when pushed to the limit, okay, in the form of government, would retaliate and punish people. Yet, when the love of God was pushed to the limit by people like you and I, created by the living God, comes the very life from the breath of God himself, provided for all the things that we need. God's love, when pushed to the limit by our rebellion and sinfulness, chose not to give up, chose not to retaliate, but God's love, when pushed to the limit, died. It died so that you and I, out of our rebellion and sinfulness, can be forgiven and be reconciled to God. As Christ loved us and gave up for us. That's how God demonstrates how he loved us. When God was pushed by disobedience and rebellion by his own people, by his own creation, God's love did not give up. It did not retaliate. It died. It chose to die. It did not give up on us. It gave up himself up for us so that we can be forgiven and be reconciled back to God. Grabe, ganun tayo kamahal ni Lord. And the only way we can walk in love is to first experience the selfless and sacrificial love of God. And that's why, if you would truly understand, not only understand, but experience the love of God, we can truly love other people. It doesn't mean that you will fail. We will fail. But at least we know what is the source of our love. We cannot give what we do not have. If we have not experienced and understood that selfless love of God, it will be very hard for us to love other people in the same manner that God loves other people. Ephesians 5:2, Amplified Bible says, walk continually in love,
Okay, that is value one another, practice empathy and compassion, and selflessly seeking the best for others. Okay, this is how to walk continually in love. Value one another, practice empathy and compassion, okay, seeking the best for other people. And if you would just look at this definition, isn't this what Jesus has done for us? Okay, he valued us by exchanging his life on the cross for us. He had compassion on us by taking the punishment for our own sin. He sought the best for us. Grabe, no? Kung ako si Lord, winipe out ko na yung buong mankind. No? Kung ako lang si Lord. Rebellious people. Matitigas ang ulo. But you see, God saw the good in us. He sought the best for us. Pwede naman tayong pabayaan ni Lord. Diba? Suffer for your own sin. Diba? Tagal-tagal lang nililigawan ni Lord. Ayaw pa rin natin. Tagal-tagal pinuperson ni Lord. Ayaw pa rin natin. But you see, the love of God did not give up on us, but gave up His life for all of us. That is selflessly seeking the best for us. And that is selfless love. That is sacrificial love. See, Jesus walked in love for us so that we can walk in love for others. Okay? Jesus walked in love. Diba, pinakita niya sa atin kung paano magmahal. Okay? Not only as a demonstration of His love for us, but so that we as His people could actually walk in love for others. Okay? Jesus walked in love for us so that we can walk in love for others. Okay, therefore, our experience of Christ's love should be the expression of our love to others. The reason why we can value other people, okay, not shout on people when they commit mistakes, honor people in spite of our differences. Why? Because Christ valued us first. The reason why we can have compassion on other people. Okay, the reason why we could look with empathy and sympathy with other people. When people are hurting, the reason why we could have compassion on them is because Christ had compassion on us. The reason why we can forgive other people, okay, is because Christ has forgiven us. You see, when Ephesians 5 verse 1 says, therefore be imitators of God, when there is a word, therefore, it's actually concluding something. Okay? When it says, therefore, it is there for a reason. And the free abuse verses before that is Ephesians 4, 31 to 32, which says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgive you. And then 5:1 says, therefore, be imitators of God. Do you want to imitate God? Then we got to do this. Okay, then we got to do this. Okay, alisin ang sama ng loob. Okay, bitterness. Okay, alisin ang galit, pag-aaway. Okay, and I like this one. Okay, pambubulyaw. Okay, grabe. If you keep on shouting at people, it is not walking in love. Paninira sa kapwa. Okay, not only on your own words, but even in social media, okay? This is not the ways of love. Okay? Pati na lahat ng uri ng masamang hangarin. Having all forms of malice and intention to hurt other people. Intention lang yun, ha? Hindi mo pa ginagawa. It is not walking in the ways of love. But instead, be kind to one another. Okay? Tinan mo yung katabi mo, mukhang mabait naman, di ba? Okay? Tender-hearted. Okay? Forgiving one another as God in Christ forgive you. No, I once heard that he who have been forgiven much, love much. And he who love much, forgives much. Okay? If you have experienced how much God had loved you by forgiving you of all your sins, then you can choose to forgive other people. Okay? One theologian even said, one of the greatest expression of love is choosing to forgive other people. Do you want to know what love is? Parang kanta, di ba? But do you know how to forgive other people? Love covers over multitudes of all sin. It keeps no record of wrong. A very, very tall order. And that's why it is a walk. Okay? Pag nagawa ka ba, nandun ka agad sa destination mo? Diba? That's why walk. Diba? You just take it one step at a time. Kung ganito ka maglakad, patagilin. Diba? It means we just have to start from somewhere. Okay? If you have bitterness in your heart, if you have anger, diba? If there's clamor, diba? Mahilig kang mag-slander, mahilig kang manigaw sa ibang tao. And if you are a child of God, you want to imitate God because you are a dearly love of God, then start somewhere. Diba? Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to change you. Then start to be kind. Diba? One step at a time. One step at a time, imitating God. Okay? Nung baby ba yung mga anak ko, ginaya na nila ako kung paano ako mag-bike. Diba? Ang galing ng baby ko, nagpa-bike na. Diba? Diba? Ganun din sa atin. Diba? It's just why it's a relationship. We got to grow in a relationship with God. We got to know God more. Because as we know God more, we will imitate Him more. Diba? Habang nagpo-progress yung mga anak ko, eventually, marunong na magsalita. Marunong na mag-reason ngayon. Ang galing. Pwede nang maging lawyer. Kasi natututo. Growing. In the relationship with their dad. In the same way with us. That's why it is a walk. Walk in love. Okay? As Christ had loved us and gave Himself up for us. It is actually a walk in progress. Start from somewhere. And that's why don't be disheartened. Ang taas naman ng standard. Mataas talaga yung standard. But, we could start from start where you are. Diba? In relating with your spouse, diba, pag nag-uusap ba kayo, para kayo nagdidebate? Okay, o para kayo magka-ibang partido, diba? Sa dilaw, sa pula, diba? Tapos pag nag-usap kayo, diba, para kayo nagsasabong, then start from somewhere. Diba? Ask forgiveness. And just begin to relate with kindness, tender-heartedness, and just be able to forgive other people. You know, Pastor Manny Carlos, in one of our meetings says, early in the morning, in his prayer time with the Lord, he is already asking the Lord for grace and making a decision, Lord, whoever would offend and sin against me today, who will? Hindi pa nangyayari. Who will offend me today, who will sin against me today, I choose to forgive those kind of people. I choose to forgive those kind of people. Hindi pa nangyayari ah. But early on, before going out of the house, before having an encounter with the wife, with the children, with other people, di ba? Particularly in C5, those people who would always rush in to go to their offices, you know what, he already made a decision. Lord, whoever would offend me, who would ever sin against me, I choose to forgive those people right here, right now. Why? In the same manner that God has forgiven us, we should forgive one another. The offense that will be made to you when you get out of this room, the sin and the offenses that will be committed against you tomorrow, the following day, guess what? They all was paid for by the blood of Christ. Already paid for. What payment are you asking for more for being angry, for being bitter, for not forgiving? It's already been paid for in the same manner that you have been forgiven of all your sins, sins in the past, sins that you will commit when you get out of this room, sins that you will commit tomorrow or until the rest of your life. It's all been paid for. In the same manner that we have been forgiven, we should forgive one another. One of the greatest expression of the love of God is choosing to forgive, knowing that all offenses and sin has been paid for by the blood of Christ on the cross. You see, through Christ, we can walk in selfless love. Through Christ, we can walk in selfless love. One step at a time.
Lord, I choose to resolve someone or anyone who would sin against me today. Diba? Choose to resolve. If there is anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, those sins that was committed against you, binayaran na ni Lord. And that's why the Bible says also, okay, if you won't learn to forgive, you yourself won't be forgiven. Why? Because a person he can forgive doesn't really understand that God has forgiven him of his sin. As I close, 1 John 1, 7-11. It says here, dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Okay, love comes from God. We're looking for the definition and the source of love. Clearly, it says here. Okay, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. And the opposite is true. But anyone, verse 8, who does not love, does not know God. For God is love. Verse 9, God showed how much He loves us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love. Not that we love God. Okay, this is real love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, therefore, since God loved us that much, man, the extent of the love of God, how high and wide and deep and long is the love of God. Since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. Do you want to love other people the way God loves them? Then we got to know God. We got to know who this God is and what He has done for us. That's the only way that we can be an expression of the love of God to other people. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humble ourselves before You. Lord, knowing that, Lord, this is such a tall order. But yet, Lord, thank You, God, that, Lord, that we are dearly beloved children of Yours. And Lord, You are our Father, God. And every time we would come to You and pray to You and seek You, Lord God, and experience, Lord God, Your love, Lord, Your forgiveness, Your graciousness, Your goodness, Your glory, God, Lord, thank You that we can be imitators of You. Lord, that we could choose to walk in love because You walk the love for us. Lord, continually open our eyes and our ears, God, to seek You and to know You, to hear from You. God, continue give us that passion, Lord God, to seek You and to know You more, because that's the only way we can be imitators of You. I want to pray for some people here. You know, if you're here and there is anger, bitterness, probably hatred even to other people, you know what? Those offenses and sins that is committed against you, it's been paid for. Paid for. Right there on the cross, Jesus paid for all our sins, including your own. And if you're here, there's some anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, maybe not only to other people, but even to yourself also because of what you have been doing against the Lord or even against your family. You know what? Forgiveness is readily available for you. Forgiveness is not cheap. It is costly. The love of God is not cheap. It is costly. In fact, God's love dies. It costs His dear Son so that forgiveness would be made available for us. It may be costly, but it is available for us for free. It is for free. And that's why if you're here today, you can come to God and say, Lord, would You forgive me of any bitterness? Lord, any anger. Lord, I am releasing all this hatred. Hatred to other people because you paid for all of it right there on the cross. If you're that person, this is what we're going to do. Can you just release forgiveness to those people who have offended you? Okay, to those people who have hurt you and say, Lord, in the same manner that you have forgiven me, Lord, I choose to forgive this people, this person. Lord, let your grace abound as dearly loved children of yours. Let your grace abound in our lives. Help us to know you more. In Jesus' name, amen.